this next gentleman coming to the stage, brand new to Your Stories. He came to our show last month, which was organized by wonderful Mr. Tanner Woodford, and was inspired to come up and talk tonight. This is Mr. Joseph Michael Essex.
Finding fathers, a few good men, a search for teaching and for learning, good examples. I wasn't quite 3 years old when my mother divorced my father. She had good cause. I've never met my father. I have no memories of him, except for his absence. There's a curious experience for boys who grow up without fathers. They spend more time, in fact, a good deal part of their lives, looking for examples, looking for other men to emulate, to help guide them, to help say, this is how it's done. These are the ways in which you become this person. I started my own journey of exploration in books, thing you can do on your own without a lot of attention and by yourself without fans or friends. The first one probably was a little old, or it was a little old and I was a little young, for the ingenious gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha. It was written in 1605. It was about a man who had values and value. He cared about things. The next was Ayn Rand, Fountainhead. She introduced me to Howard Roark, quintessential individualist, an independent man with ideals and ideas. In the book, Do Androids Sleep Dream with Sheep? A dubious title. Eventually they changed it for the movie to Blade Runner. Both humans and androids are seeking for an understanding of the meaning of life, and they are fully aware of their mortality at the same time. In the history category, Socrates, asking questions to define meanings, not just to find answers. Leonardo da Vinci, artist, scientist, always searching, always looking inside. Benjamin Franklin, the generous entrepreneur, responsibility, obligation, privilege, and participation. From the movies, the best years of our lives, men returning home from war, 1946, men trying to find a new place in the world for the men they had become. Like looking in a rearview mirror, and a windshield at the same time, seeing the past and the present as they exchange. In Grand Canyon, written, directed, produced by Lawrence Kasdan, 1991, a movie producer played by Steve Martin chided a friend saying, "You haven't seen enough movies. All of life's riddles are answered in the movies." The story and the canyon provide the audience with perspective on how and where they fit in the world. Television was always a fertile place to learn, to find how men act in the world. But for me, television was much more about words, the words that men use rather than what they did on a day-to-day basis. Rod Serling, Twilight Zone, 1959, provided stories that delivered questions with too many answers and ideas that challenged preconceptions and focused on human beings, much less men. Aaron Sorkin created, developed, and wrote almost all of Sports Night, The West Wing, and the recently Newsroom. He elevated ideas, language, and common discourse, brought it to a much higher level of civility. One Western stood out among the others. Have Gun, Will Travel. On television and radio, The principal characters, Paladin, principal character Paladin, was well-educated, well-disciplined, and uniquely culturally aware man. He used intelligence and humor more than a gun. Interestingly enough, Gene Roddenberry wrote one of every 10 shows. Paladin meant defender of the faith, protector of the faithful. All of these experiences contributed to my collective vision of how men act and why they do what they do. They have all made contributions to how I make choices in life, to how I see and treat others. In my first marriage, I was the protector, the provider. I was 22 by a week. It lasted 16 years. I discovered I didn't know what I didn't know. In my second marriage, I learned how to be a partner and a husband. And the man thing, almost irrelevant. While I've come to some understanding of what it is to be a man, I have no idea what it is, certainly at the time, to be a father. I was 15 or 16 when my mother remarried after raising my brother and I all by herself. My stepfather was a wonderful man who made my mother happy for the rest of his life. After passing away, I realized that the best man, the best father I've ever known was my mother. She was and still is a strong-willed, independent, intelligent, articulate individual. To my siblings and I, she has always been a nurturing voice, supportive partner, patient listener, and a dependable friend. She has always had my back and been my backbone when hard choices needed to be made. She has helped me find who I am without judgment, recrimination, or guilt. She has always provided advice when asked, space when required, and courage enough to support my own intentions. Like Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz, the ability to stand on one's own is always within us. It just takes some of us longer than others to figure that out and stand up. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joseph. Excellent. Dads out there, pay attention to that shit. There's a couple of you. Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
All right. You're the boss, Jim. So we're